Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Joining me now is Mark Mitchell with Rasmussen Reports to break it down for us like no one else will. Welcome.
Yeah, really great to be here. Some people said I should come on your show. Really happy you had me on.
Awesome. I have been like online stalking you in a political way because you have been saying things no one else is saying. And I'm watching all your interviews and you're blowing my mind. And I said, I've got to get this guy on to tell us about what is going on. Now, I was told after Trump did a bang-up job getting the votes of Gen Z, I mean, compared to most Republican candidates, I was told this is the most conservative generation ever. They love us. They love Republicans. We're all set. Everything is great. And at one point, you reported Donald Trump peaked with a 60% approval under Gen Z, right? So it's all good, right?
Well, I think the establishment Republican right in Washington, D.C. loves to glom on to copium in order to justify like not actually delivering on promises. I think that's exactly where we are right now. And it happened again. And these people are not ideological. In fact, they have no brand loyalty to Republicans or Democrats.
Gen
at all.
Z, you mean?
Yeah. And this is a complete reversal from 2016. You know, Hillary Clinton won with the under 40 voters by like 20 plus points. And, you know, the people that got Trump across the finish line, in my opinion, were kind of like a cult of personality. But after 4 years of Biden, after 10 years of the American middle class being hollowed out and all the corporatism and the corporate profits and the offshoring, it's all added up. And basically what I think Trump won with now was a cult of like necessity. And so we're in a different situation where he needs to deliver, he needs message discipline, he needs to actually understand the terrible situation a lot of these people are in and being priced out of the American dream. And so I think he won with them essentially because they wanted a strong man and they just wanted their problems fixed. And then when he gets in this second term and comes out of the gates really strong with this Doge and shock and awe campaign and validating everybody's fears about how corrupt the federal government is, they loved him. A 60% youth approval rating of Trump should have recalibrated all of politics in Washington, D.C. And instead, what they do, they kind of shoved Doge out of the moving car and got back to business as usual in Washington, D.C. And it took some time, but now the numbers among under 40 voters for Trump have kind of collapsed down to the low 40s, high 30s, back to where they were. And unfortunately, they still want their problems fixed. And so they're going to go to people like Mamdani. That's just how it's going to happen.
And OK, so let's go back from it because you're blowing my mind. OK, first of all, under 30s are always they're Democrats, right? Until Trump. You said something in an interview. You said the height of Trump's popularity was when Doge was in full throttle. When I mean popularity, I mean popularity with Gen Z. He's at 60% with Doge at full throttle. They loved Doge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He disbands, essentially, for all public purposes, disbands Doge. Trump dies. And he's not really achieving what they wanted. And his popularity plummets from 60% to 40% with Gen Z. He's underwater now, right?
Yeah, they went from the highest approval age group to the lowest approval age group in 3 or 4 months. And again, I don't think it was all Doge. I think it was a string of things that made people question, where's the Trump I voted for? The involvement in Iran, the Epstein thing, the one big beautiful bill looking like business as usual in Washington, D.C., the government shutdown, it's hard to attribute any of these specifically. It's been just a collapse in numbers over time. And yet when you ask these people, even the Trump ones, well, would you support a Democrat socialist candidate? It was the Trump 2024 voter under 40 was basically split on whether they would vote Democrat socialist, and they support overwhelmingly socialist policies. And the really wild one, we've been asking these kids a lot of questions. Kids, I'm 46, but we're talking about under 40s. And one of them was really mind-blowing. We asked if they would give control of the policymaking and decision-making of the federal government to an advanced AI. And 41% of voters under 40 agreed with that, but it was 55% of conservatives. So conservatives under 40 just want a strongman. And the under 40 voters, they want arrests more than anybody else. I mean, they just want clown world fixed. And Donald Trump hasn't really delivered on that. And it's like there was a huge promise to drain the swamp. And now we still have people questioning the FBI, people questioning the federal agencies, people questioning the Department of Justice. Well, it's because of a complete erosion of trust in institutions. Donald Trump won because only 30% of people trusted the federal government, and he was the non-federal government candidate. And so now, a lot of stuff has happened. He's actually done a lot of positive things, in my opinion. But the message discipline of giving America the product that they purchased has not been that great.
So let's go back to this for a minute, because that was one of the first things you said in another interview that blew my mind. In your polling, Mark Mitchell at Rasmussen Reports, you have found that actually one of the reasons Gen Z is so disappointed in Trump is they wanted arrests of these FBI goons. They wanted arrest, DOJ deep state, and they were deeply disappointed. That's surprising to me.
Well, and again, it's like, I don't think this is a single issue thing. I think it's a vibe, right? But we ask these questions and have seen the measurement there. When you ask, are you following Arctic Frost? They're least likely to say yes. But then when you tell them what Arctic Frost was, they're most likely to say they're very concerned about it. And then if you ask them, well, should we impeach the judges involved? They say yes by a 2-1 majority. We've seen the same signal with arrests about the auto pen. They want these people arrested. I think it was 59-19, like a 3-1. And what's wild is the people over 65 are most likely to know about these issues, but least likely to want drastic accountability. And so there's this aspect, I think, of accountability that appeals a lot to the under 40 voters. And then there's this whole economic thing, which is tough to exactly pull on because most people don't really fundamentally grasp the underlying root causes. But the number that should have made alarm bells go off last fall is that in every battleground state we had, a very small number of people thought today's children would be better off than their parents. It was basically 25-30% across the board. And so that's the death of the American dream. And we know fundamentally it's not because grocery prices went up. It's because wages have stagnated for 20 or 30 years. It's because, everybody's offshored with both hands and feet. It's because of corporatism and the way corporate profits skyrocketed under Biden, but also how the Republican Party, they've cozied up to corporations that have been sending jobs overseas for decades. And let's not forget, both parties came together to bail out the banking industry, essentially putting, the banking boot on the neck of the American people. So there is an oligarchy. I know this. The American people don't necessarily, though. They just know that there's a problem. And the youth are, I think, rebelling against a system that doesn't work for them, which is why, again, they're totally okay with democratic socialism. They would support Democrat socialist president by 20 points last time we polled it.
Wow.
We've proved it multiple times. They want industries nationalized. They want excess wealth confiscation. They literally want all of the socialist things. And you can't just say, well, conservatism's the right ideals. It's worked. And you just don't know history. All those arguments are going to fall on deaf ears. And I think what we're seeing is essentially a political youth uprising. They are going to rebel against the system. And it's not the Republican system. It's the Republican and Democrat system. But the Democrats are kind of smart enough to know it. They're embracing their youth movement. They're putting the squad. They're putting Mamdani at the front of their party. They're going to, they're going to throw Chuck Schumer under the bus. And yet, on the Republican side, the sort of this boomer conservative has a white knuckle grip on the reins of the Republican Party.
And less than a year ago, Gen Z loved him and propelled him to the win, which is what's so crazy. This is a crazy generation. Mark Mitchell, can you hang on for one more segment? Do you have time?
Love to.
Okay, awesome. We'll be right back. We got to reconcile how this generation loved Trump and loves Ma'am Donnie. That seems impossible to me, but we'll talk through it. We'll be back in just a minute with Mark Mitchell, Rasmussen Reports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Arguably the most insane generation ever, at least to poll them. Mark Mitchell with Rasmussen Reports is here. So let me see if I have this straight. Okay, so Trump peaks with Generation Z. As a Republican, this is completely unheard of. Because these are people, under 30? At 60% approval around the time Doge is disbanded, right? 60% approval, he's rocking it. Since then, in just a few months, Trump has plummeted to 40% approval. But Zohran Mamdani, in your polling, has roughly 60% approval, where Trump
was? Yeah, 62, 100%.
This is crazy. I mean, I can't even make sense. Can you make sense of that?
They want a strongman, especially the conservatives. Again, the conservatives are literally ready to build Skynet. That's how crazy. And when I say like peak Doge, I literally mean you can go on Google Trends and put the word Doge in and see that it spiked the last week of February. And that's the same week that Donald Trump hit a 60% youth approval rating. It was actually the week after he said the Napoleon Bonaparte quote about he who saves his country does not violate any laws. So that's the kind of energy the Zoomers are in for. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons that I think all of these trends together into a coherent picture.
Yeah.
Is because I watch some of the younger Gen Z and millennial people on YouTube, you know, these video game streamers and people who have increasingly become more political, especially after all the culture war stuff. There was a huge culture war online, especially on YouTube, during the Biden administration that I really think helped Trump win the second time around. But I have a few of these guys that are political weather vanes. One of them, his name is Asmund Gold, and he has no allegiances to the Republican or Democrat Party. He wants anti-ICE protesters thrown in jail. They want asylums back. And he actually said, you know, I love Trump's policies, but I didn't vote for him because I knew he wouldn't be the dictator I wanted him to be. And so when you see, I think seeing Mamdani come to the White House, and then watching that person respond to it, that he was very happy, because there's this idea of the political horseshoe where politics isn't really, you know, a spectrum of ideals. It's more of a different spectrum of willingness to be authoritarian in order to solve problems. And the left and the right actually kind of share a lot of those ideas on the extreme ends of their spectrum. And so when you see people like Nick Fuentes embracing Mamdani, people can't figure out how that calculus works. Well, all I can say to you is that you're going to see more of it. And so railing against it isn't going to work. You probably have to understand how and come up with a pragmatic solution to counter what is going to be a rising wave of democratic socialism.
And yet, by registration, Republican men or young men, I should say, Gen Z men under 30, are the most Republican generation in 100 years. So square that for me.
Well, you know, Donald Trump did really well in places like New Jersey, mm-hmm. surprised a lot of people just a year ago. And yet this time around, it didn't really equate. And I think there's a high level of election integrity problems, especially looking at the party, the Democrat Party, who is totally okay with publicly calling for military insurrection. Yes, they will also cheat. They will also cheat massively in elections, and our polling has actually measured a cheating signal as well. But I also think if you look at New Jersey, saying that, well, Donald Trump did well there, and so they are ready for Republicans, is not going to work. And so, yeah, if you look at Jack Cittarelli's turnout, and I know the only reason I'm focusing on New Jersey is I live there and I polled the state this fall. It's that, yes, he increased Republican registration. Yes, he had a bigger turnout than he did in 2021, but he didn't capture about 700,000 Trump 2024 voters. But the Democrat did capture the Harris voters. And so now the Democrat Party is the high propensity party. They will turn their side out to vote. And unfortunately, when you have a big tent coalition, you're going to have a whole lot of people that are low propensity voters, and you have to understand what those people want and speak to them. And I think the Republican Party is just not really prepared to do that because they're kind of part of the system that these people want dismantled.
So is that why Trump, recognizing that he had 60% approval on among Gen Z just months ago, it plummeted to 40. Now it's Zohran Mamdani with the 60% approval. Is that why Trump had him to the White House, because of those numbers?
Well, I was at the White House a week ago. I tried to portray some of this. I think some of the message got across.
I saw that. You can tell their messaging has changed since you went there. That's why I wanted to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would still love it to be more cohesive. They need to acknowledge the deeper problems, the stolen American dream and the corruption of the federal government, and lay out a long-term plan about how the Republican Party is going to work with Trump to fix that and then have great messaging discipline. But one of the things I said was that he needs to fight for Americans and not fight his own party like Marjorie Taylor Greene, and not fight people like the socialists, because they're just going to galvanize support and make this guy a martyr. And so then you saw him bring Zohran Mamdani to the White House the same day that the Republican Party voted to condemn socialism in the House. And those two things are very stark. I mean, it shows that Donald Trump is willing to sort of bury hatchets and try to come together with the other side to come up with solutions. And yet you have this part of the party that's just going to dig in and clutch pearls and cling to these sort of old values that, unfortunately, in my opinion, are kind of like luxury beliefs. Like, you have, yes, 100% transing the kids, you know, changing the climate. Like, those are all luxury beliefs. But also kind of now this free market libertarianism, classical liberal individualism, like those are also kind of luxury beliefs now because of the way that crony capitalism, corporatism, and globalism has squeezed every last drop out of the American people. And so, again, I think the right needs to figure out how to fight the oligarchy, not be the oligarchy, because the left is definitely going to fight the oligarchy. But at the same time, they'll also probably be the oligarchy. It's really wild. Like, we're in strange times.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to ask you. Have these kids not figured out that, I mean, maybe they missed the Biden regime. They missed that it was the Democrats that, you know, basically raiding the treasury, printing the money that caused the inflation. Did they miss all of that? Do they seriously believe Democrats will fix the economy? Is there a naiveness there?
I mean, I really don't know. This is where, you know, you got to do the focus groups. But when you see a group of people swing really hard one way and swing really hard the other way and then have no political loyalties, you look at their, these are people go plus 20 for Democrat socialists if you ask them if they want to vote for one. But then if you say, okay, well, you say you wanted to vote for a Democrat, but if the Republicans had the right answer on housing, would you vote for them? And then they're kind of split. Like, they would consider the other party. And so if you look back at history, again, they mostly know the Trump era. People, even people under 40, you know, were only 30 when Donald Trump came on the political scene. So they don't really, it doesn't really harken back to the early days of Obama and what the Republican Party used to be. They kind of don't care about that stuff. And I think just historically speaking, if you look at every one of these major massive bills, they've kind of hollowed out America. It's gotten over the finish line with Republican votes.
Yeah, so, it has.
The Republicans are part of a system that these people want to dismantle. And when they started dismantling it with Doge, it was too much for Washington, D.C., and the swamp won. I mean, that's basically what happened, is the swamp won there. And I'm sure there's a lot of things that we don't know about behind the scenes. And so when you see something super popular like Doge, and then the Donald Trump administration that really defined his early term, and now it's gone, what you're going to see is people starting to run on what are perceived to be Donald Trump's failed promises. And so the administration, I think, needs a reset and to refocus and lay out exactly what it stands for and what it's going to get accomplished with Republicans. Because already, Ron DeSantis kind of destroyed his political career by being disloyal to Trump, in my opinion, because the polling said he never should have run. But now, if you look at his Twitter stream, he's got legitimate criticisms of the Donald Trump administration. Like, yes, they should not have gotten rid of Doge. Everybody was on board for auditing Social Security, ripping apart the Department of Defense, like going to Fort Knox to see whether the gold is there or not. America doesn't know if the gold is there or not. I mean, we still have an FBI that Americans by a majority thought was Joe Biden's personal Gestapo. And then we just put a different person in charge of it and haven't fired anybody. So what is the American people to think? It's like the drain the swamp promise has never been fulfilled. And if you look at, there's just all these crazy signs that there was a rug pull. Like go to Google Trends and search for criminal defense attorneys in the Washington, D.C. area, and you will see that there was a massive spike of people literally searching for lawyers to lawyer up back in January, February. And it looks like they didn't need to.
That's really disappointing. And I'll tell you what else. One of the things, I think you're the only one who does the daily tracker of presidential approval ratings,
yes.
Correct? Okay, well, yep. I tune into that. I thought you were. I tune into that almost every day. I'll pop on and see. I mean, when 3 days after Trump's inaugurated, he's sitting at 56% right now in your approval. Last week, he hit 44%. He was at 56. Trump hit 44. He's come up a little back to 47. And that was after the absolute god-awful debacle where he insinuated Americans weren't smart or talented, but Indians were, and we needed to bring them in on H-1B visas. Is he recovering from that in the Epstein mess? He's at 47. How do you feel about where he is right now?
So I think these numbers change, not necessarily because people change their minds that much, but because of what we call in the polling industry a response bias. Which means that when somebody's mad, all of a sudden they'll answer a poll when they wouldn't otherwise. Mm-hmm. But that's important because I think we're in an era where especially older voters don't change their mind as much, but they might be demoralized and not come out and vote. I think that's also what happened in New Jersey and Virginia. All the optics of late October were really, really bad for Republicans, even though Republicans will say, well, we won the shutdown fight. Well, okay, but you didn't on Election Day, right? And so the weird thing is that Donald Trump's approval rating is not that bad. It's at a -4 net approval rating. I think it got down to -9.
Mm-hmm.
So that's approved minus disapprove. And -4, historically speaking, is higher than every president going back to Obama's first term that we've been tracking at this point in his term.
Fantastic.
So he has built a lot of support and he is doing a good job. But the problem is that the Republicans also have to do a good job. And they really aren't. We polled on congressional favorability, and independents gave Congress a 3% excellent, 6% good rating on Election Day.
Wow.
So you can't, I mean, you just aren't going to really get independent voters in a non-Trump election when independents hate Republicans in Congress that much. And so all of this has been predicated, all of my feedback on how are you going to get Republicans to win in less than a year? You have like 350 days until a major election. We know the Democrats are going to cheat. We know the Democrats are going to throw billions of dollars at this through Act Blue, who has still not been arrested. And they also have a rising wave of Democrat socialism and a lot of enthusiasm for a new fix. People want the system smashed. And right now, the Democrats have the best product offering for that. And the Republicans haven't found a product market fit yet. So, and I think like people inside the White House know this. I mean, I think that's why they're talking to people like me.
And I'm glad that they are. Unfortunately, well. I would love to talk to you for the next 2 hours, but we're up against the end of the segment. Where can people find you, Mark Mitchell?
Rasmussen_poll on Twitter, and my personal account, which is a little truthier, is @honestpollster. So everybody get on Twitter.
All right. Thank you so much for stopping by. Hope you join us again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, normally we do the last hour of the show as a call-in. I'd promise we'd do that up till Thanksgiving. And so, okay, Mark Mitchell did call in. It was an excellent interview, actually. Now it is your turn. If you got something that you want to get off your chest, you just want to ask turkey cooking questions, I could do that too. Whatever is on your mind, all the topics from the show today are on the table. And if you want to throw a few more at me, have at it, 800-905-0989. Now, you notice that's also the text line number, so you could text me too. 800-905-0989. Producer Tim will be, of course, screening your calls, but I would love to hear from you now. 800-905-0989. I did something I'm not supposed to do opening the show today. Normally, I refer to, I use Topic Pulse. I figure out what the most popular topics are, and I talk about them, and I threw that book out today. Because there's a topic that should be the number one in the country. It's not. And that is this. Donald Trump is on the verge of doing something I thought was dead when we defeated Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. He's rolling out digital ID. What? Yeah. 82 million people, a record number, are going to take to the roads or fly for Thanksgiving. And I said, this may be the last time you fly without digital ID. Let me back up for a minute. And it's wild to watch what's happening, the timing of it. Okay. Remember a few weeks ago, I was talking about those poor, poor people in Europe, because it was announced fairly abruptly that it's about 6 weeks ago, if you want to travel in Europe, if you want to return to your home country or leave your home country to go somewhere else, you need digital ID. You cannot travel without it. And you create it at the kiosks. Can't leave a country. You're like a prisoner. Unless you give them a face scan, an iris scan, and a fingerprint, as if you were a criminal. And I went, oh, those poor people. That's exactly what they do in China. It started a number of weeks ago. And then they capture it so that the next time you travel, you come through, you want to leave your country, which is now a prison. You give them your, you log in with your finger, your face, and your eye. Dang. I went, thank God we don't have that here. I spoke too soon. Headline, Apple rolls out digital IDs for travel. What? In a partnership with the TSA. Here's how it works. You can actually click on their digital ID feature in your Apple wallet, submit a driver's license or passport, select digital ID, upload scans of your valid passport, take a selfie, then complete a series of facial and head movements to go ahead and log your face, your eyes, your iris, all of that. Log it all in with Apple, who's now in partnership with the TSA. Then your new digital ID will be added to your Apple wallet. Well, at least it's not mandatory. No, this is just one route. And again, if you want to read it, I'll hold this up here. This is USA Today. There you go. It's in the video. Apple rolls out digital ID for travel. Here's how it works. But that's just voluntary. Well, here's the second part of it. On Thursday, when no one was paying attention, Trump administration announced in a filing in the Federal Register that it is, in fact, implementing Joe Biden's digital ID program. Now, here's what's going on. 44% of Americans have refused to get real ID. That's the freaky ID where you have to give them a bunch of extra information and your DMV turns it over to the federal government, puts it in a database along with your picture. Yeah, that real ID. The one that puts a star on your driver's license. Well, 44% of Americans are like, nah, not doing it. Sorry. So the Trump administration has rolled out a plan to force them to 100% universal acceptance by 2027. Here's what it is. And I've got this is from ABC News. Headline, no real ID. It could cost you $18 to go through TSA checkpoints. Here's how it works. If you don't have a real ID or a passport to fly, they will charge you $18 to scan your face. They have TSA kiosks for this, or they will. This is the new rule. They've already got them. It's a demo project that are at, they're at several airports, but they're not at every airport. Under this, under the new Federal Register rule that came out on Thursday, Trump administration announcing we will have these identity verified biometric kiosks at every airport. And you will have to let them scan your face and run it against the national database or scan your face if you're not in the national database and run it against whatever other ID you provide. So it might be a driver's license if you want to fly. But if they're only going to let you do it a limited number of times, so eventually you're going to have to get the real ID. You're going to have to do that to fly. This is Joe Biden's plan, and for some reason, the Trump administration is implementing it. Folks, that is just a small summary of what is going on with digital ID. I'm going to do a much longer version today in the Battleground America podcast. It's Must Listen Radio. We are running out of time to fight that. We can still fight this. It's not rolled out yet. That is the good news, but we are running out of time. I never thought it'd be Trump who creates this. I always thought it was going to be the Democrats. But it's here. It's here. Get a jump on the line with Donna in Anderson on Real IDs. Hey, Donna.
Hey, Tara. The solution to this is don't fly. Boycott the airlines if you don't have to fly at all. Maybe the first 2 weeks of January, it'll shut them down. Brad Raffensperger, remember the infamous Secretary of State of Georgia? He told me face-to-face that the Real ID was just to prove that you're a U.S. citizen. So, but the problem is, if we don't fly and we don't do things, we're creating our own little 15-minute or one-hour cities, aren't we? So I also want to know, does this apply to trains? You know?
That's a great question. You know, like Amtrak, you're thinking, like to get on that instead? Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not going to be able to see my loved ones ever the rest of my life.
Well, you could still drive.
Yeah, but it's a long drive across the country.
Yeah.
That's my concern, you know.
Yeah.
But don't fly. Boycott it. And everybody call your reps in the state, in the federal, and tell them this is intolerable. Many, many, many reasons why I voted for Trump and not Kakala. But she was waiting the very next day to have the real IDs, digital IDs and the digital banking with the UN. She had it all set up. Do we think we want to have Trump do that? I feel so deceived.
I do too. I'm deeply disappointed, Donna, that Trump is the one rolling this one out. I know Wes is going to have something to say, but I've got 60 seconds left. Wes, finish the show for me.
Hey, here it is. I've got a real ID.
Mm-hmm.
The lady earlier was saying, turn my real ID in and get a regular ID. Well, I mean, why would I turn my real ID in and then give the government more money to get a regular ID? I mean, I had to get a real ID to fly last year. But the thing is, it's just not, to me, it's not a big deal We need to, you know, the real ID is, like they said, just to prove that you're an American citizen.
Wes, this is not the end of this. Look, I'm going to deep dive into this on the Battleground America podcast today. It is must-listen radio. Download it, listen to it while you're shopping for Thanksgiving, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.